it sort of suddenly made me be reminded how important it is that we give place to the voice of the Lord in our lives. Can I remind you this morning, ours is a relationship with Jesus. This is how we define our Christianity. Often we especially emphasize that in this context. Christianity, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. Listen to how important it is then that in this relationship we give place, we give opportunity for the Lord to speak, for the Lord to provide His input, His thoughts, His opinion, as it were. We're living life, we're navigating through, we're going through life with Him after all, with Him as Lord of all. How would we, how could we ignore Him then? How important it is that we guard against. Listen, my brother, my sister, how important it is that we guard against the idea of a Christianity that receives Him at some point back in the day, but then tries to live life independently of Him from that point on. How important it is that we give place, that we prioritize above all else His voice in our lives. How important it is that we give place, that we prioritize above all else our need to hear His voice, to hear from Him. I believe it this morning. I believe it was the word of the Lord, the reminder to me this last week. I believe it's the word of the Lord, the reminder for all of us today. Our greatest need, listen, my brother, my sister, your greatest need, far above and beyond any and every other need you would have, is to hear His voice. It's to hear from Him. That's what you need today. That's what I need today. Even in fact, what all of us need every single day. That's the encouragement. We enter into a new year, just a few days in now. All that the year would hold for us, we have no idea, right? Life at the start of the new year, even still on this fourth day of it, it's a blank canvas, isn't it? We don't know what's going to end up on that canvas. We have no idea all that lies ahead for us. My hope always for these first of the year messages, for this first of the year message, that it would be a foundational kind of change. A message that would sort of set the tone for the new year, be the priority of the new year. A message that would help to prepare you and me for the unknown things ahead. A message that we would return to, maybe even again and again and again, as the new year brings new things into our lives, even unsettling things. This is a message that we would return to, that we would hold to. This is a message that would sustain us, that would empower us. This would be a message that would settle our lives, even in the midst of unsettling things. Always my hope for the first of the year message, for this first of the year message. We don't know what's coming, that's true. But for all that would come, for whatever would come, we'll go through it all, we'll experience it all, we'll process it all, in and through it all, our lives will continue to be built, firmly established because of this firm foundation, the foundation that is laid this morning, the foundation that is this, we're going to give place. We're going to give opportunity for the Lord to speak. We're going to prioritize above all else His voice. Hearing from Him in all the things, in all the situations, in all the circumstances that even are the known things of right now, and as well that are the unknown, the yet to come things. All that already is, all that awaits us in the new year that lies before us, His voice. Hearing from Him, that's the foundation we set this morning. I want to encourage you in that. I want to encourage you to have a sense heart that's sensitive to the Lord, to His Spirit. A heart that's sensitive to what the Lord is wanting to do in you and through you. A heart that's sensitive to what the Spirit is saying to you, even wanting to say through you. This past week, for me again, there was just a few minutes of thinking about the year ahead. My thoughts, my goals, my plans, the traditional New Year's resolutions, right? Be healthier, do better financially, take more time doing this, spend less wasted time on that. All the sort of usual suspects, if you will. All good things. Great for a new year to sort of recenter my life, my focus on those things, important things. Things that matter, things that help to make life better, more productive, more enjoyable. And in that, in the middle of that, there was a sudden sense of the Lord, sort of interrupting me and my thoughts to speak to me. His point, his perspective, his thoughts for me, for the new year. And with that, there was a sudden sort of realization as well, maybe the better word is reminder, something I would know, something that you know. But at the same time, at least for me, something I tend to forget or maybe just don't think of as I should, often enough as I should. Think about the year ahead, me, my thoughts, my plans, what I could think of to do better. And the Lord sort of interrupting that, a sudden realization, a reminder in that moment, me, my thoughts, my plans, none of it. Nearly as important as what the Lord would say. Me, my thoughts, my plans, never mind it at all, never mind it all. His voice in that moment, speaking to me related to the year ahead, that was the most important thing. That was the thing that I needed to hear. That was the thing that I needed to consider as the plan for the year ahead. In those few moments, what I sensed the Lord would lay on my heart, what I sensed the Lord would speak to me about the new year, we need to work on this. We need to do better in these areas. Maybe better to say, we need to be more committed to these things. Maybe even not the implication necessarily of wrong, of shortcomings, though I did sort of feel that in my own life. I sensed the Lord addressing some things that were lacking, some things that were not as they should be. But maybe beyond that, just a sense, let's prioritize these things. Let's focus, let's make these couple of things to be the agenda. There was a realization in that moment, that what the Lord was saying, what the Lord was placing on my heart, more important than any other thing. And I sense that this last week, in thinking of the new year, what would be the plan, what would be the agenda, the things to think on, the things to work on through the year. But isn't it true? Isn't that the most important thing in all things, new year related or not? Isn't the most important thing in life what God has to say? That's the thought this morning. I believe it. That's the truth that we need to hear this morning. I believe it. That's the foundation that we need to lay this morning for the coming year. I believe it. That's the word of the Lord for us this morning. The most important thing, what God has to say. The most important thing, His voice. And so no wonder then the encouragement for you and for me that we would make our hearts to be sensitive to His voice. A sensitive heart is a listening heart. Can I just encourage you in that? Be sensitive to His voice. Be listening for what God has to say. Can I ask you this morning, what you're going through, what you're dealing with, do you know what God has to say? Some of you are right now in the middle of a struggle, and I want to be very careful. Please listen carefully. More importantly, don't mishear me this morning. You're in the middle of it, and you've been talking a lot to God about your struggle. There's something in your health, something in your finances, in your family, and you've been talking a lot to God. And pause. without ceasing. Pray and don't quit praying. Don't give up praying. Ask and keep asking. Knock and keep knocking. Seek and keep seeking. But that being said, can I also encourage you, can I challenge you? As important as it would be for you to ask of God, equally important for you to hear from God. What does God say about that? We know what you say, what all of us say, right? God, get me out. God, help. God, heal. God, deliver. God, save. God, provide. God, fix. But what does God have to say about where you're at, about what you're going through, about what you need to change, what you need to do different, about what you need to prioritize again in your life? Do you understand? Do you recognize the importance? Do you get the reason for the encouragement this morning? Listen, have a sensitive heart. Be sensitive. Be listening to what the Lord will be saying. Be sensitive. Be listening to what the Lord is wanting to say. Scientists tell us that sound waves are never really lost. They bounce off of things, but they keep going. Going and going, going on and out into space forever. My voice travels on sound waves to your ear, but then it keeps going. The sound waves that carry my voice just now, what I just now said, it goes on forever. Scientists tell us that if we had a machine delicate and sensitive enough, we could actually recapture those sound waves and replay and hear again every word ever spoken. Can you imagine that? Isn't it unbelievable to think of the great speakers of history? Even the voice of Jesus, his preaching and teaching. The reality, the truth, the science is this. There are sound waves all around us, but we don't hear them. Our ears aren't sensitive enough, delicate enough to capture them. Most of us in the room, we remember back in the day before you pushed the button for a digital kind of radio station, you had to turn the dial, right? You remember. You had to tune to the station that you wanted. It was there. It was always playing music. But until you turned the dial just right, past all the static and all the other noise, right, until it was at just the right spot, then all of a sudden, the music you wanted. Listen, I believe. Listen, my brother, my sister, I believe it for you. I believe it for me this morning. God is speaking to each and every one of us all the time. I believe the voice of the Lord is like sound waves. It's all around us, wherever we go, whenever we go. It's in our devotional time. It's in our prayer time. It's at home with our children, our grandchildren, out and about, speaking to us, commanding us, prompting us, commissioning us. The voice of the Lord helping us, guiding us, directing us, speaking life to us, encouragement to us, challenging us, convicting us, empowering us. But we don't always have the sensitive enough equipment. We don't always have the sensitive heart, the listening ears to pick up what he's saying. We're not always dialed into his voice. We're dialed into what everyone else is saying. We're hearing everything, our own mind, our own voices, what we think, how we feel, and from others too, what they think, how they feel, what they're saying, what we should do, how we should respond. We're great at picking up all that. But the fine tuning, just the right spot that brings to our ear, that brings to our heart, without static or all the other noise, the voice of the Lord, we're not always great at that. Can you say, you sense it like I do? My heart isn't always sensitive to the voice of the Lord like it should be. My ears aren't always listening for his voice like they should be listening for his voice. This last week is really what it was. I was about to make an agenda without any sensitivity to what the Lord was saying. or any of that for me should have been a sensitivity to his voice. Can I ask you this morning, does the Lord have to blurt out? Does the Lord have to interrupt without permission your thoughts? Sort of come in uninvited and start speaking over you until you silence your own voice in order to hear more clearly from him. You see, again, we're glad that God does that, but also at the same time, you sense it as I do, you know it as I do, the recognition, but it shouldn't be that way. Lord, I should have given you first place. Before I said a word, I should have invited you in before I thought anything. I should have made my heart to be sensitive to you. I should have opened my ears to your voice. You know, this is true. I think we're good at doing that on a Sunday morning, a Wednesday night. Lord, what are you saying? This Sunday, this Wednesday, this message, this Bible study, this prayer time, I think we can be pretty good at doing that in our Bible reading. We do have to be careful. We sometimes go into our Bible reading time just to complete the task that is Bible reading. But I think mostly we get it. The Lord would certainly speak to us by way of His Word. And so we open our Bible and we open our hearts. And with listening ears, we make ourselves to be sensitive to His voice. And listen, can I encourage you? Listen, God is too big to be limited to a Sunday morning, a Wednesday night, a Bible reading, devotional time. I think God is speaking way more than that. I want to be sensitive to His voice all the time, but not just sometimes, not just at certain times, all the time. The creation account of Genesis at the conclusion of each day, really, even each creative act, God recognizes that what He has done is good. On the sixth day, God creates man and there's more. God does something different, something He didn't do on any of the other days. He speaks to man. He speaks to Adam and Eve. Listen, unlike any other part of creation, listen, humanity needs to hear from God. Humanity needs the voice of God. And just a reminder, this was in the garden. This was before sin. God speaks to man. God speaks to Adam and to Eve because mankind, because Adam and Eve, because us today, we need God's voice. And we don't just need it because of trouble. There was no trouble for Adam and Eve, not yet. They needed God's voice simply because of their humanity, and so it is for us. They needed God's voice to figure out life, and so do we. Can I just challenge you for a moment? It's the real problem in our society, in our culture, in our world today. No one wants to listen to the voice of God. We can point to a lot of things. Well, it's this and it's that and it's everything else. The real root of the problem, humanity has lost the voice of God. And it's the one thing going all the way back to Eden that humanity has always needed. His voice. Humanity was created to depend on God, to depend on His Word, what He had to say. One says it this way, to try then to live without the voice of God is catastrophic. And it is. For sure it is. In Genesis 3, Eve tunes out God's voice. Ignores it. Decides she can live without it. Adam does the same. What we discover when they decide they don't need God's voice anymore, they pick up on Satan's voice. And catastrophic? The word doesn't even begin to describe what happened when they did that, not just to themselves, but to the entire human race. Listen, let me encourage you this morning. Avoid the catastrophic this year. Be sensitive to His voice. Have a listening heart and listening ears. During the year, throughout the year, there's going to be difficulty. We all know there will be frustration, things we never saw coming, things we didn't want and don't want, things we weren't prepared for. Can I encourage you, you know what you need for all that? You need to be sensitive to the voice of the Lord, to hear what God has to say about those things. Can I encourage you this morning, the foundation, prepare yourself for the year ahead. How so do you ask? In this, make your heart today to be sensitive. Have listening ears so that you can hear His voice. It's the most important thing, after all, what He says. More specifically, that we hear what He says. A sensitive heart. Let me encourage you as well, have a soft heart. Have a heart that's ready to receive what the Lord says. Whatever the Lord says. The obvious contrast, right? It's a hard heart. Listen, my brother, my sister, don't let your heart be hard. Not to the things of God, not to the Word of God, not to the voice of God. Why would the Lord speak to you if your heart is hardened towards Him and His voice even before He does? In Psalm 32 and verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Don't be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. The Passion Translation says it this way. I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. That's what the hard heart does. Don't have a hard heart. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. You understand? A hard heart is one that's resistant to the voice of the Lord. In reality, it's one that wants nothing to do with the voice of the Lord. Lest the voice of the Lord speak something they don't want to hear. Have you ever found yourself there? Maybe in here. Another message on our words and how we talk. What we should and shouldn't say. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to attempt. I'm not going to change. I want to say what I want to say without feeling bad for saying it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that my gossip is wrong, a sin. I don't want to hear that my words bring death. I don't want to be held accountable like that. I don't want to speak kindly, not to them. What they did, how they treated me, to sit in here in fear that no matter the person, no matter the place, no matter the circumstance, I'm supposed to speak with kindness, with love and life to anybody, to everybody. I don't want to hear it. Maybe on TV, passing through the Christian channels, and you pause for a moment, but then you're starting to get the gist of the message. I'm changing that channel. I don't want to hear it at the bookstore. I'm not buying that book. I don't need another book correcting me and telling me how I've been wrong, been done wrong. Do you maybe recognize that in your own life? The hard-heartedness, a hard heart, is one that's resistant to the voice of the Lord. A soft heart is one that isn't. Don't have a hard heart in the presence, but you'll be sensitive and soft towards His voice. A hard heart makes it difficult. A hard heart has to be tugged and pulled along. Back in the day of masters and servants, it is said that the good servant needed only a nod from the master. Just a nod. And the servant would know and respond. Listen, a hard heart needs a loud voice. A hard heart needs to be told again and again and again. And again, a hard heart needs to be shouted at. A soft heart needs only a nod. Just to whisper. A hard heart makes everything difficult. A soft heart doesn't. A hard heart is a stubborn one. A hard heart hold steady, stand firm in our way, in our agenda, in our plans, constantly arguing, constantly fighting, not easily led. That's the mule inside of you. The stubbornness is really worse. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Do you understand? The hard-heartedness, that's the evil. That's the unclean inside of us. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 1, they went across the lake when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an unclean and evil spirit came from between the sheep. Unclean, evil spirit. This man lived in the tomb. No one could find him in any way, not even with a chain. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out, cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. It's a little bit backwards, so stay with the story. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me. For Jesus, I said to him, come out of this man, you evil spirit." You understand? This is the fight. The mule tendency, the stubbornness, the unclean and evil. Jesus says, come out. And the unclean, demonized man pushes back. What do you want with me? What are you doing here? In effect, he even begins to make his demands of Jesus. Send us to the pigs. Can you imagine? Interesting to see the story from this sort of perspective, isn't it? Wow, the audacity. The demand this man makes of Jesus. The arrogance. The stubbornness. The uncleanliness. The evil of this man. But then the cleansing. And notice now the difference in this man's response to Jesus. The mule tendency is gone. The evil, the idolatry, the iniquity, the stubbornness, the place of the servant heart. Listen, Mark chapter 5 and verse 17, the people begin to plead with Jesus to leave the region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Listen. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. Do you understand? Do you see the change? Do you recognize the difference? Listen, a hard heart is a stubborn one. A hard heart maybe hears his voice but really doesn't hear it at all. Not only the sound of our own voice, arguing, resisting, fighting. One says the greatest mistake any Christian can make is to put his own will in the place of God's will. That's what the hard heart does. A hard heart is one plagued by mule tendencies, stubborn, unclean, evil. A soft heart isn't. Can I encourage you this morning? Said like I do, we need a cleansing. I need a cleansing. We have to get the mule out, my brother, my sister. We need a soft, a responsive heart to the voice of the Lord. In 2 Kings chapter 22, King Josiah is cleaning out the temple. Suddenly the book of the law is discovered. A very sad thing in the homeland. It should have been at the forefront of everything temple related from the very beginning. Was lost. All of a sudden discovered, and we read this, when the king read the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. He gave these orders to his men, go and pray the Lord for me and for the people, for all of Judah, about what's written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book. They've not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us. He's made word of the prophets. He tells them he was in trouble. Disaster. But for the king, this word as well. Tell the king of Judah who sent you to pray the Lord. This is what the Lord God of Israel says concerning the words you heard. Because your heart was tender, soft and responsive, you humbled yourself before the Lord waiting for an answer to their question. They're armed and ready to attack you for your answer. Bombard you with all the reasons why your answer is wrong. Other times, people are truly searching. They have questions they consider looking for answers. And more importantly, ready to receive an answer. That's the difference between the hard and the soft. You see, my brother, my sister have a soft heart for the voice of the Lord. Position yourself. Don't approach them ready for a fight. Don't ready yourself for an argument. I'm going to go to the altar. I'm going to spend time in prayer. And I know the Lord is going to bring up this in my life that ought not to be in my life. So I need to get all my ammunition lined up. I need to get my argument ready. God, all the reasons why I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to repent. Don't have a hard heart, my brother, my sister. Position yourself, ready yourself for His answer. Let your heart be sensitive and soft to His voice. In Psalm 139, David prays, I believe it. The prayer of the soft heart. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's the expression. That's the prayer of the soft heart. The voice of the Lord, what the Lord would say to us related to our circumstances, what we're going through, what we're dealing with. What the Lord would speak to us is what He'd have us to do. What the Lord would speak to us is what He'd have us to know, what He'd reveal to us. The voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the most important thing. The thing we must give priority to above every other thing. May your heart be sensitive to His voice. May you always and ever have a listening heart. May your heart be soft towards Him. His voice, His word. May you position yourself. May you ready yourself to receive His word. No mule tendencies. No stubbornness. No evil and uncleanliness. No hard-heartedness. And maybe most importantly this morning, may you have a surrendered heart. The demonic set free, he was set to go with Jesus. But the Master gave the man to go elsewhere. Remember the man in Christ? The evil, the stubbornness had been replaced with the softness. what he says. And listen, my brother, my sister, I declare it over your life on the authority of God's word. No matter the storms, the house that is your life, it will not fall. It will stand firm. Your sensitive, your soft, and your surrendered heart will ensure that. Father, I pray for each of us this morning. You know how this message was birthed in my heart. How this message literally in so many ways was the experience of my life over this last week. You know how desperately I need, more and more I need, day in and day out I need for my own life as husband and father, as I leave my home as pastor of this church. Oh, how desperately I need that my heart be sensitive to the voice of the Lord. My heart soft, tender, and responsive to the voice of the Lord. And my heart always, 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 and only surrendered to the voice of the Lord. Lord, you know how I need this word. And so do a work in me. I pray that even before another person in the room, do a work in me. Work in my heart. And I pray for my brother and my sister this morning that their heart could be sensitive. My brother and my sister, where you're not listening, where you haven't taken time to hear the voice of the Lord, can we stop? Can we correct that right now? Would you just take a minute and ask Jesus to speak to you and listen to you? I know you have great needs to ask Him. I know you have situations in your life. Some of you in the room, you maybe need a miracle. I understand that. We'll pray. We'll not stop praying. We'll not quit praying. We'll not give up on praying. But can we pause for a moment? Let the Lord speak to us. Can we be sensitive? Can we listen to His voice? How about it, my brother, my sister, same as me this last week, if you think of the year ahead and you've made your plans and your agendas, the things you want to fix, the things you want to take care of, the things you want to do different, would you pause just for a moment and let the Lord speak to you? His plans, His agenda, the things you would like to see changed in you, different in you. Jesus, make our hearts to be sensitive to you. Give us a soft heart. I repent that the hard heart what I can't do. Would you make this word to come alive in the hearts of your people, that they take hold of it, Jesus, that our hearts would be sensitive and soft and surrender to you. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Just have a minute with Jesus. Foundation for us for the year ahead. A sensitive heart, a soft heart, a surrendered heart to the most important thing, the voice of the Lord. Your body that was broken for us so that we might experience healing. We thank you. This is our God. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. We thank you for that. We rejoice in that this morning, that God so loved the world, He sent His one and only Son, that while we were yet sinners, Christ would die for us. We thank you for your body that was broken. Stand on the promise of your broken body, that by your stripes we would be healed, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you this morning that you love us. Thank you for your body that was broken for us. In Jesus' name. Church, let's take the bread together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Listen, my brother, my sister, this is our God. He loves us. At the cross, He loved us. His blood was shed because that's what was needed for our sins to be forgiven. You can be forgiven this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you thank Him for that? Can you imagine the alternative for a moment? What if you couldn't be forgiven? What if you had to be perfect? You know you never could be. What if you didn't forgive me? You tremble at the thought, but you have no need to think of it anymore, because He loves you. Hey, my friend, He loves you. My brother, my sister, He loves you. And He shed His blood so that by it you could be forgiven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins that is ours because your blood was shed for us. We thank you for that this morning in Jesus' name. Church, let's partake of the cup together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Would you stand to your feet this morning? Would you lift your hands? Thank Him just for a moment, just before I pray the blessing of the Lord over you. Would you lift your hands and would you thank Him? Thank Him for His body that was broken. Thank Him for His blood that was shed. Thank Him for His word that would prepare you for the year ahead, that you would have a sensitive and soft and surrendered heart, and your life, the house that is your life, would not be shaken. It would stand